I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. South Carolina has the fourth highest diabetes rate in the nation. To talk about steps that individuals can take to help prevent diabetes is Dr. Carolyn Jenkins from the South Carolina Diabetes Initiative and the South Carolina Translational Research Institute. Dr. Jenkins is also a professor in the College of Nursing at MUSC. Dr. Jenkins, why has diabetes become such a growing problem in South Carolina?
I can sum that up in several words. Obesity. The more we gain weight, the more common diabetes is.
And what specific tips can you offer to listeners to try and prevent this disease?
I think the key really is to get plenty of physical activity and decrease our caloric intake. And particularly if overweight, lose weight. So specifically, if we translate that into behaviors, we're looking at least 30 minutes of physical activity on most days of the week and eating more vegetables, particularly the green ones without added fats, more lean meats, and using whole grains, drinking 6 to 8 cups of water, decreasing sugar-sweetened beverages.
And what about tips to stay motivated? This is easier said than done.
Certainly easier said than done. So the key is setting realistic goals that we can accomplish. We can't lose 30 pounds in 30 days and still be healthy. And then establishing the family and social support that we need for healthy habits. In other words, choose your friends carefully because we sometimes look and act very much like our friends. Develop a plan that includes what, how much, when, and where we will do things, and monitor that plan always helps us as we look at our accomplishments.
And Dr. Jenkins, how effective are these lifestyle changes that we're talking about? I mean, do we see a significant improvement as far as preventing diabetes?
For people who have prediabetes, that is, they have an elevated blood glucose or blood sugar, losing that 5 to 7% of body weight can decrease their risk of developing diabetes by more than a half.
That's significant.
It is.
And what about staying in touch with our physician? Is there a role to play for this prevention plan that we're talking about now?
Well, healthcare providers are taking a more active role in weight management. And actually, some insurance companies, including Medicare, will reimburse healthcare providers for that role in weight management, provided the person accomplishes some goals from month to month. The other is the YMCAs. Many of them in South Carolina are actually offering diabetes prevention programs. And that program is a year long, so the support is there. It's not simply a month and then one goes out and manages on their own. The other thing is if you miss a targeted behavior, if you have your plan, just go back to your plan.
Dr. Jenkins, thank you so much for providing this update about diabetes prevention.
Thank you.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.